In this experiment, we're trying to make the format up as we go along.
Like we do, don't do that anyway.
And if you haven't watched the previous experiment, you won't know that this one's filmed in a kitchen.
Hello, Mum!
Just sat on myself.
I was our loose shorts, Matt. It was going to happen. This is the technical difficulties, and we are looking for a new format. It is traditional for a British panel show to be named after a common turn of phrase. You know, would I lie to you? Have I got news for you? Never mind the buzzcocks. So, in front of me, I have got a new dictionary of idioms and of turns of phrase. We're going to pick them at random. We're going to come up with the format.
This is how television is made.
Yes, it is. Someone say stop.
Stop.
To the nth degree.
Jokes continued ad nauseum until they arrive at the cutting room floor. The last person to make a joke that doesn't have to go on the cutting room floor has reached the nth legitimate degree.
Oh.
That's me.
You all take it in turns to go round your local town, wherever you are today, to find the person with the most academic qualifications.
Oh! Yes, with a special final in Oxford.
Or you have to row against them.
These clever people in one boat. These other clever people in another. Who is the cleverest and fastest? This is the nth degree.
No, I love that because instead of shouting, row, row, or whatever the cocks shout, they're actually just shouting questions about really in-depth academic subjects. And as they row, they're having to shout the answers back.
But where do we get a second Jeremy Paxman?
But as a handicap for their rowing, they are rotated to an nth degree. And they have to get, you can't row diagonally, can you?
No.
Depends how big the river is, fair's fair.
Yeah, but a boat's still going
Oh,
straight.
You mean the people are sat diagonally?
No, I meant the boat. But that doesn't how boats is.
So if you get...
That doesn't how boats is.
I feel like I want to frame that.
That doesn't how boats is.
It's kind of like one of those old Victorian lady samplers, isn't it? It's the embroidery at the bottom. Instead of some religious aphorism, that doesn't how boats is.
That's very true, Mildred. Very true. Can you just imagine Jeremy Paxman's face as he's loaded into a coracle in the middle of a river?
I can now just see him just like clamped in something, been lowered on really magisterially.
I was thinking like a crane, yes. Just dropping back.
Release the Jeremy!
But we need a psychic in with him so then you can have a clerical oracle.
Oh! Well, you'd have her off
bonus
dictionary.
Round.
Her off dictionary corner on Countdown can be the clerical oracle.
Susie Dent.
Susie Dent, yes.
Susie Dent's clerical oracle.
Hello, Mulhern. Yes, you do.
What is it with you and Stephen Mulhern?
And do we not already have enough presenters on this format?
Oh, no. Someone's got to stand at the bank and question the Coracle Oracle with Jeremy questions.
Yeah, that's true. We've got question people for the team. We've not got somebody leading this imbroglio. Yeah. Oh,
yes. I'm sorry, if Jeremy Vine's involved, there's got to be some kind of blue screen swingometer he's got to perform on as well. Yes.
Yeah. It shows the end degree. Yay!
The format works.
What if this gets commissioned, but not with enough budget to afford any of the people we have mentioned?
Stephen Mulhern.
Any two people called Jeremy.
Jeremy Edwards.
Jeremy Corbyn. And now on Name Jeremy's. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt's last joke was cut, which means we've reached the nth degree and he wins. Someone say stop.
Stop.
Our next show is How Are the Mighty Fallen?
Skydiving contest.
Oh, yes.
Olympians in skydiving.
It's like the jump.
Yeah.
Which has now been cancelled because presumably it has injured every celebrity.
Whoa. Every celebrity available.
For that budget.
Yeah, fair.
How the Mighty Have Fallen. So it's skydiving. Yep. But who do you get to be the contestants on it? It's all the washed up celebrities who are the mighty fallen.
Oh, yeah.
Just go full meta.
With no training. The winner is the one who lives.
Holy.
Here's the plane. Best of luck. One of them's got a Bugs Bunny comedy anvil. One's full of cutlery. One's got a spare tyre in it. None of you get any training.
Does one have a parachute? Can we just confirm?
Oh, no, several of them have parachutes.
He's not
but, you know,
offing people.
But you can put it upside down, you know, just nothing.
So you could have...
Ladies and gentlemen, Matt's joke was again cut, so he's again won the nth degree. Somebody say stop.
Stop.
Break the ice. Now, every time we've done this so far, it has involved some kind of physical stunt thing, which is not really a panel show.
Okay. Well, this is quite easy. This is one where you get a bunch of ever so slightly socially awkward people in a room and tell them to make friends. Ooh. I'm thinking a gentle BBC 4 one that involves conversation on bon mots.
But with a selection of crap conversation openers, so you have to use the one you're given, and you have to be drinking a martini, even if you're not a drinker.
Nervously sipping a martini.
Yeah.
Tonight, to break the ice, Jeff has been given...
If you finish your martini through nervousness before the other person smiles...
Yes.
And there's one in there that's the sort of the joker in the pack that just says, your opinions on Brexit.
So I have a list of conversation starters that have been called up here. So... is anyone here not good at, like, a room full of entire strength? Right.
The four of us.
I can do room. I can't do one-on-one.
All right. No, yes. I can present.
Rumours.
In which case, you can open with the line, what do you fear is hiding in the dark?
Holy
That is a conversation starter, according to this.
I'm sorry, but at that point, with the martini, you're actually onto a winner.
What do you feel is hiding in the dark?
You just gone straight, Roger Moore.
I'm fertile.
Gary's just turned this into speed dating.
Yeah.
We have proof that you're fertile.
That's true, actually.
Of the four of us.
Fact batteries.
Certified.
And with that joke, Gary has won the empty ring. Someone say stop.
Stop!
Dead cat bounce.
What? How is that, where is that idiom from?
A dead cat bounce is where a financial market has crashed, but then there's a tiny little bounce afterwards as it slightly overcorrects, and that's called a dead cat bounce.
Because a dead cat probably would just go, kind of go...
Even a dead cat will bounce if you drop it from a great height.
Well, if you fill it full of rubber balls.
And we're drifting back into physical challenges.
Get a lot of vets in the room and tell them their worst story.
Oh! Matt, that's hot! Gonna have to censor all these jokes. But
I love the way we've gone meta. On the meta proposal.
No, I love this. We have actually invented quite a good gag. It's just that all the punchlines don't actually make it to the final edit.
Yeah,
I agree. It's just us laughing at ourselves and we don't know why.
Yeah, someone say stop.
Stop.
Richard the Third.
How is that an idiom?
On phrases and sayings. Yes, it means turd.
It does mean that is a... Yes, yes, it does. It does. Could it be... And I know we're saying we're trying to move away from the physical bit, but could it be a case where someone hides in Leicester for a long time? Is it one where someone has to find a horse?
And you get a kingdom.
Yes.
Who's playing Richard the Third?
I don't know, but it sounds like he needs some strepsils.
Horse. That works one for the explanation and two for the exasperation.
I know I'm doing it wrong when you're the one saying stop.
That was wonderful.
Stop!
Burn the candle at both ends.
I'm going task-based again because it's the easiest kind of thing to think of. You're given a clue as to what the task is. There are two people. They have to guess what the task is and they both have to do start.
Oh, whoever gets
one does the beginning, one does the end, and then they meet in the middle. And if they match...
Like the Channel Tunnel.
Yes! But they have to guess that it's the Channel Tunnel that they're making as well, because you've got a board in the middle and you've got to draw a thing, and you're given a clue as to what the thing is, and you draw half the thing, and the other person draws the other half of the thing.
How well it lines up and whether the same thing.
And... Yeah, and you get two different things.
Oh, have you got any paper?
Haltensy.
All you have to do is draw a horse. Gary, you've got the left-hand side of the picture. Matt, you've got the right-hand side of the picture. We're going to match them up. We're going to see what happens.
Yes.
We'll be back in a minute.
The hardest thing to draw.
Of course I picked the hardest thing to draw.
Let's see if I can draw a horse.
Now, you'll notice, Chris, that I said left-hand side and right-hand side. I didn't imply which way the horse is facing
I have high hopes. I'm going to say for the one with two arses, actually.
Yeah.
Two heads, quite funny. Double bum horse.
What does a horse look
like? It's, it's a cow with aspirations.
Now, ideally, of course, they'd be doing this with a couple of cameras on the drawing.
Yes.
And the audience would be giggling. I think we found a round for something here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Five, four,
what else
three.
Does horse, what does the horse have?
Two, one. Right, please close your paper now. If you want to put it in front of the camera, Matt, and they'll reveal. Well, now that is. I mean, what I love is that you have roughly got a horse that matches up there.
The question is, I'm gonna call Matt's half the back. Why has it got a Thomas the Tank Engine strap-on plastic face on its tail? Lester's over there.
I mean, the thing is, Matt, that actually looks more like a horse's ass. I'm going to award you both 5 points for a vaguely plausible horse with a really weird tail. Like, that's
he got
pretty good.
Like, what was that about?
That's the front.
What I love is that just here,
that's the front.
That looks like the back bit of a horse.
That looks like the back of a horse.
Yes.
Have I got a horse's legs the wrong way around?
Yes. That's astonishing.
You know how I started by saying, what is a horse?
Yeah.
You accidentally, by drawing the front of a horse, drew a horse's arse. I mean, that's impressive.
A horse's arse wearing a mask.
Yeah. Actually, that would be really good in battle, because you wouldn't know if the horse was coming or going, would you?
Hey.
As you're running towards you or coming away.
Somebody say stop.
Stop.
Is the Pope Catholic?
That's where Live from the Vatican... A panel interrogates a papal candidate on their knowledge of scripture and liturgy, while a bear sh**s in the woods outside.
So you think you can pope?
Which runs alongside the bear version of that, so you think you can poop?
Hey!
Which will happen first, sh**ting bear or knowledgeable pontiff? We're here to find out.
We will see the white smoke rising from this cubicle,
or
we will
from
see
the
steam
brown
from the steam
from this small copse. Tonight on the Pope Factor.
Pope Idol.
I should. How did I miss that?
You shouldn't worship false idols, but Simon Cowell's here to find a real one.
You'd have to design the set carefully, because with all the people walking diagonally...
Get out!
Going for the easy vision joke there.
Last one, somebody say stop.
Stop.
The tail wagging the dog.
Well, this is some kind of Pets Wins Prizes affair, obviously.
Oh yeah.
I was going to say it was... You're given a phrase and you have to... backwards what it means, sort of like what we're doing.
That is basically our reverse trivia thing, isn't it? Yes.
But with like rather than facts, with like names and phrases, you make your own apocryphalness.
Oh, that's nice.
Your own apocryphal tale behind a thing that doesn't actually exist.
Isn't that Call My Bluff?
I mean, yes.
Give or take.
Yeah.
But there's no new ideas in the universe anyway.
Only
and
seven
that's
plots.
Why we're doing this.
And that last joke from me was beyond the nth degree, so has been edited out, so that's a point to me, 1 point to Gary, and 2 points to Matt, who wins the nth degree today.
Yay!
So, with that, we say thank you to Chris Joel, to Gary Grannan, to Matt Gray. I've been Tom Scott, and we're never doing that again.